The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Rolene Marx, good afternoon. Let's get to it because a lot's been happening in Israel. Apparently Guatemala, the Prime Minister, is it the Prime Minister who's visiting you? Who's visiting?
It's the President. Well, it's actually the President-elect. His name is Alejandro Giammetta, which is quite a, you know, quite a fabulous name for me to get my tongue around this afternoon. But he is in the country. He has met with President Rivlin, and we're seeing something quite extraordinary happening with Central and South America over the last couple of weeks. We've just had the president of Honduras in the country. He's still in the country and now joined by the president of Guatemala, who has said that he firmly stands beside Israel. Guatemala firmly stands beside Israel. He announced that his country is probably going to follow the example of the United States with regards to the recognition of settlements. But also very importantly, he said that his embassy is in Jerusalem and it will remain in Jerusalem. In fact, he will be asking other countries or encouraging them to do just the same. But very, very importantly, and following on the backs of Germany and several other countries, is the announcement from the president-elect that his government will be outlawing Hezbollah. Hezbollah is more and more recognized as a terror organization and has several cells across Central and South America, which pose tremendous risks to the countries there. So this will be quite an extraordinary move from Guatemala.
In the daily soap opera that is Israeli politics, what episode have we got to today?
Well, let me just tell you, I heard you guys discussing gin and whiskey. I mean, I'm a great aficionado of whiskey, but I could seriously go for a gin and a whiskey and maybe a wine as well. But the latest drama, as we can only call it, is that today there is an agreement by the Likud and the Kahol V'Levan factions that March the 2nd would be a likely day for elections. Now, the Speaker of the Knesset, Yuli Edelstein, appealed to them both, saying, please use the remaining time we have until midnight on Wednesday night to try and form some kind of governing coalition, because both parties wanted to start the ball rolling with legislation to, you know, to inculcate that. But he said, please use whatever time remains to do that. Now, we've had some announcements from both camps. We've had the Kahol V'Levan saying that, you know, at the beginning of their merger, you know, the Kahol V'Levan's merger between two big parties, Chosen LeYisrael, or Israeli Resilience, which is Benny Gantz's party, and Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid party, and they banded together on the provision that the two leaders will form some kind of rotation. Lapid today announcing that he's foregone that, let's rather push forward with Gantz as the prime minister. But of course, in a true Israeli tradition, it wouldn't be an election without some balagan. We've had Prime Minister Netanyahu saying that it's nothing but it's spin, it's nonsense, and this comes as Gantz has said, please, Prime Minister Netanyahu, abandon your immunity. Now we've heard from Benny Gantz responding to Netanyahu saying that all he's trying to do is engage in transparent spin, and that all he wants is to get Israel to another set of elections just to get his immunity from prosecution. And he said, Netanyahu, set Israel free.
Wow, that's strong words. Okay, so we'll watch that one with huge interest. A story that I haven't seen anywhere. Really interesting you found this one. Thousands of Brits take to the streets in protest of anti-Semitism ahead of election.
Well, I was quite concerned because, you know, looking at the British media today, there was very little, if any, coverage of the protests yesterday outside of Parliament. Yeah. You were just days away from the elections in the UK. And, of course, the big concern is whether or not a Labour Party government will win this election. It's a huge concern for British Jewry. We've been following events there with Corbyn very, very closely. Just this weekend, it came out that there are even more accounts of anti-Semitism, including at least 11 from Corbyn himself, that have not been dealt with. The 2RC of the Labour Party saying that the anti-Semitic or the anti-Semitism issues could cost a significant amount of votes at the ballots. But yesterday, the Jewish community in the thousands, as well as many allies, taking to the streets outside Parliament to protest rising anti-Semitism in the country. And this follows the op-ed by Chief Rabbi Chaim Mervis, he who hails from the southern end of Africa, saying that if Corbyn is elected as Prime Minister, the Jews of the UK could leave in their numbers and they could find themselves politically homeless.
That having been said, Rolene, I did pick up that I think it was Prince Charles seemed to be very, very supportive of the Jewish community in a speech that was given a couple days ago.
Isn't it fantastic? Well, I have to say I'm a royalist. Let's just get that out of the way. I do love the monarchy, love Queenie. I do think Charles is following in quite exceptional footsteps and doing a great job. And he paid tribute at Buckingham Palace to the Jewish community, lauding the many, many achievements that the community has contributed. But he also spoke very movingly of his great-grandmother, Princess Alice, who's counted amongst the righteous amongst the nations of Yad Vashem for saving a Jewish family during World War II. She is buried, in fact, in Jerusalem. And speaking about Prince Philip, and Prince Philip who has who stood up for a Jewish student while he was at school, a Jewish student who was older than him. And Prince Charles, who to my knowledge, I mean, I didn't know this, but he is patron of a number of Jewish charities, including the Holocaust Education Trust, which ensures that there are Holocaust memorials and Holocaust education throughout Britain and the world, and World Jewish Relief, which was an organization I didn't know existed, but very, very nice to have Prince Charles, who will be the future king of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth, paying tribute to Britain's Jewish community, especially when they are feeling so vulnerable.
So vulnerable. And I mean, there's no ways that the timing of this was inconsequential. I mean, clearly he knew what he was doing and when he was saying it. So very positive move indeed. Rolene Marks, as always.
Well, it's their propensity to stay out of politics.
Yes.
But, very, very admirable, and the timing couldn't be more perfect.
Agreed, agreed, agreed. Rolene Marks, you'll give us the good news story tomorrow, but as always, thank you so much. Look forward to catching up with you tomorrow, same time.
Thank you, Rolene.